board because his fucking bones are talking about Scotty's sex life.
Well, Scotty asked this woman out right in front of God and everyone.
It's bizarre. Like
everyone's hitting on her, though.
Yeah, no, it's because well, Star Trek
the 1960s, and you're on a spacecraft.
It gets even weirder. So
it's like we're on stars.
You know, it's like, mark it down. No good grub here. No humans.
Not good for kids. Doesn't take credit cards. No reservations. This planet sucks ass.
I waited 20 minutes for my check. But no, and then, yeah, so Scotty does go up to this. She's a doctor, a medical officer, I think.
No,
right?
She's like an anthropologist. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is she wearing blue, though? I think she's wearing blue.
She is, but that's also.
Anthropology,
you know,
is a science?
No, well, no, it's science.
Yeah, but she is a doctor.
She's not a medical doctor.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes up to her and he's like, oh, if you're not too busy, you want to see it? And she's like, no, I don't want to see it. And he's like, well, you'll see it at some point. And she walks away.
See it.
And Bones is like, Jim, did you see that? You just really laid it on thick. I don't think I like that.
Yeah, Bones is like giving this commentary. It's like, please, dude, like you're so fucking fanciful with women.
Bones wanted her, I think, is the thing that's going on here. And then
you're right.
Kirk is just like, oh, what's the matter, Bones? Scotty's a good man. And it's like, first of all, we shouldn't be all fucking at work.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
Jim. She's hot. But he's a not.
Just doesn't make sense. I put his photo up on hotornot.com. Came back that he looked like Shrek. I'm just telling. Look at the facial features, Jim boy. You just know he's going to balloon up at 60.
He's
going to grow a mustache. He's going to look like a big old pervert.
Not only does he look like Shrek. You listen to him. He sound like Shrek.
Actually, controversial opinion here. Scotty hotter in the movies than on the TV show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
so. Like, what fucking planet are you orbiting right now? Oh, also weird is this when Data is like, oh, this guy is like, he's like, oh, look at this piece of shit robot. Looks like Soon's work. And he's like, oh, yes, that he is technically my father or whatever. And he's like, well, in that case, you should call me Grandpa.
He keeps correcting.
He calls him Dr. Graves again later. And he's like, don't you mean Grandpa?
Oh,
and then Dana's just like, okay.
I'm into it.
Whatever gets Grandpa. This old pervert off. And like this Vulcan woman is just like, oh, by the way, you creepy pervert, you're going to die.
Lieutenant Salar, by the way.
What is this Darnay's disease?
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking Dijonnais, dude. I started singing the song. Dijonnais. You don't remember the commercial for Dijonnais?
No, what is Dijonnais? Is Dijon mustard mixed with mayonnaise?
I believe that was the deal.
That's disgusting.
And they had a song, like Hellman's made a commercial, and it was Dijonnais.
Are they trying this shit again now?
Yeah, we're doing a lot more mustard mayonnaise going on.
Yeah.
I saw a thing from fucking Heinz, dude. It's mayonnaise and ketchup in a bottle.
Get the flying fuck out of here.
Man, this world is coming to an end.
You mix those separately.
Yeah, that's your job. That's your own fucking prerogative. Exactly right, everybody. You keep that shit out of the bottle. It's disgusting.
This is the problem. American workmanship is right out of the fucking window. Nobody wants to mix their mayonnaise and ketchup together. Anymore.
It's true.
It's ruining this country, goddammit.
You know what, dude? You keep talking like that, you're going to be in that second Democratic debate, my friend. That is a platform to run on.
It's a good one.
I'm getting mayonnaise out of these ketchup bottles, and that's a promise.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Do it now. Hands him a bottle, and then Chris has to like suck the mustard out of the mayo.
You would pull it like 3%, which is not bad.
I could beat Hickenlooper at least.
Yeah, exactly. It's higher than some of these fuckers, man. Oh, that fucking ketchup purist is pulling hard.
You get a giant.
I don't care if you use Hellman's. I don't care if you use Real Whip. But you got to mix it yourself.
Well, listen, Chris, if you and I were to pool our research, you are my VP on the VP ticket, Chris.
Dude,
got the ketchup together and Chris, the billionaires.
Chris Cabin with an early endorsement from John Kerry, of course, married to the heir of the Heinz ketchup fortune.
I never said that you shouldn't use Hunt's. I never said that.
You know who wants a bottle that's got ketchup and mayonnaise in it at the same time? Well, that's 1/10 of the 1%.
The fucking billionaires.
Listen, oh, this lying Chris Cabin, he's a rotten egg. You want everything in the bottle at the same time. I say put relish in it. Why not?
By the way, you know it's delicious on a rotten egg. Pre-bottled ketchup and mayonnaise.
And actually, you know, get in now, because when the whole Epstein thing finally crumbles, like 90% of the political class, you would be president.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, that could take everyone to that Epstein
it's
island.
It's like designated survivor, except you're not fucking children.
You're the one guy, yeah, apparently, that didn't go to Kid Fuck Island.
Lucky
I think
me.
Isn't that what that Robin Williams movie, Man of the Year, is about?
Oh, my God. Kid Fuck Island. It is so fantastic. So luxurious. They have a fountain of Dijonnaise. They got ketchup and mustard, ketchup and mayo. Anything goes.
A lot of people, nope, a lot of people like to spread the Dijonnaise. I eat it with a spoon. I eat it with a spoon and I put it in my mouth.
We like to eat it with a spoon, don't we, folks? Day. Dijonnaise, Dijonnaise, it's delicious.
Right in Chris Cabin and destroy this country, because it's over with. It's done anyway.
Fuck it.
Anyway, so this guy gets, he's sentenced to death by this doctor.
Oh, yeah, she's like, you have weeks to live, you got Dijonnaise disease.
And he's like, oh, okay, let me put me in the room with this fucking hunky robot and call me grandpa. No big deal, by the way.